Thank you and good afternoon. The city of Novato has hired a new city manager, and that new hire will be current Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario. The announcement was made yesterday in a press release, and Candelario, who has served as the Fortuna City Manager since September of 2012, will be Novato's seventh city manager when he takes over on October 24th. We are extremely pleased to have Regan join us, said Novato Mayor Pat Eklund. He distinguished himself during a rigorous interview process, and he will bring excellent skills and his experience to the city. A native of the San Francisco East Bay Area, Candelario has also served as the city administrator for the city of Guadalupe from 2010 to 2012 and spent 17 years with the city of Santa Ana. Humboldt County deputies responded to a report of a robbery at a residence on Homestead Road in Blocksburg Thursday afternoon. However, the investigation has been suspended due to uncooperation from the victim. Deputies responded to the 8900 block and spoke with the victim, who reported that a man and a woman stole 30 pounds of marijuana at gunpoint and then fled the scene. The victim gave a description of the vehicle, and a short time later, deputies found the vehicle in Alder Point and detained the two suspects. The two suspects claimed the victim hired them as marijuana trimmers, and that the stolen marijuana was payment in lieu of cash that was not paid. The sheriff's office has contacted the victim numerous times, but to no avail, and the investigation has been suspended. The two suspects were issued citations and were released at the scene. The Eureka Police Department is searching for a white male adult who committed armed robbery at a bank on Central Avenue around 5 p.m. on Thursday afternoon. The suspect walked into the building drawing his handgun at the teller and then fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash. The suspect was not located in the immediate area and he remains at large. Additionally, Eureka police are continuing the search for a white male suspect who committed armed robbery at a gas station on the corner of 4th and West Streets around 3 o'clock that morning. The man walked in drawing his handgun at the clerk and then he fled the scene with cash and he remains at large. Anyone with information related to the two robberies are asked to contact authorities. Hoopa tribal officers, county probation, and investigators from the district attorney's office conducted a probation search at a residence at the corner of Little Moon Lane and Shoemaker Road in Hoopa on Wednesday. Officers arrested 56-year-old Victoria Little and 34-year-old Running Bear Little, who were both on probation after they confiscated a large amount of meth, heroin, and prescription drugs, along with several firearms. Both Littles were booked for probation violations and drug and firearm offenses and will be held without bail. Through fundraising and generous donations from Arcata residents, the Arcata Police Department was able to bring aboard the new canine unit, Baron. Now Baron needs a bullet and stab-proof vest, and the fundraising campaign has already brought in a $500 donation towards the cost of the vest. If residents wish to donate, they can send it to the Arcata Police Department in person or by mail. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has state legislature news.
A bill that will authorize the California Highway Patrol to establish guidelines for lane splitting by motorcycle riders has reached the governor's desk. AB 51 was approved by a near unanimous vote in the assembly yesterday and came in response to the very gray area that surrounds the practice. It was never either illegal or legal to lane split while riding a motorcycle, and last year the CHP came out with guidelines. But it was pointed out that they are not an agency that can craft public policy. That's why Assemblymember Bill Quirk introduced AB 51. It simply provides a basic definition of what a lane is. The rest will be up to the CHP about what speeds, traffic conditions, and other factors to determine when it's permissible and when it's not for a motorcycle to ride in between cars on the highway.
Thank you, Dan. A reminder for Arcata residents that Granite Avenue will be closed all day tomorrow. Road crews have been replacing the road surface since Thursday, and the roadway will be closed tomorrow until the new asphalt has dried. Residents are advised to seek alternate routes, as there will be no access to the road, the HSU parking lot, or any of the apartment buildings or housing on Granite Avenue. For residents in Fortuna, Ronerville Road at the intersection of Main Street will be closed on Monday as well. Traffic will be redirected down Smith Lane. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.